All right, and we're back. Russell here with the Canadian Conservative, thecanadianconservative.substack.com. And today I wanted to talk about the changes to the Canadian passports that are being done, talk a little bit about the changes to the Tudor crown, and what has basically amounted to a huge number of changes. And why is that? Well, our Prime Minister claimed that we are a post-national state. So that means that we don't have a national identity. We have nothing that binds us together. Apparently, we're just a bunch of vassals that form small communities around immutable characteristics and then happen to cohabit together in society. That's what I get from his whole post-national state. And frankly, to have a post-national state is a new thing. So that requires getting rid of old things to make this happen. In Maoist China, one of the goals was to get rid of the four olds. That is old ideas, old culture, old habits, and old customs. Now, if there was just a swift chop at all of these things, then people might notice, people might get upset, people might even, I don't know, write their MPs or something like that. Who knows? We're pretty apathetic. But to do it all at once would probably stir people up. So they do it slowly. And we've already started to even revise history. What was very interesting is my friend works in the forestry sector. And they were pretty upset because they're a bit of an environmentalist. So we clash on occasion. But I think they've come around. And what happened is they called me one day and they told me that they were pretty upset at the government. And I said, oh, well, what's new? And they told me that the federal government was replacing climate data. So what they had done is they had taken actual measurements that had been taken daily and recorded, and they replaced it with computer-generated algorithmic models. And these models, of course, made things look much worse than they are. And my friend said, I don't understand. People had the actual instruments. They took the measurements. They recorded it. It's in the official archives, but now it's been deleted and replaced with an algorithmic computer modeling program that isn't the same thing. They've changed it. Now, my friend still is an environmentalist, but they're much more wary about the data now because history has been changed. Just like 1984, old news has to be destroyed. There's no pipe with fire in it where old news goes to die. We just replace it online now, and we replace it in the archives. And then people move on. They don't even notice anymore. And it's not just that. It's happened quite a bit. The renaming of schools, the tearing down of statues, renaming of streets. These things are not without consequence. The goal is that they want to erase the old history. And then they can replace it with whatever they want. Look at the Tudor crown, for example. The Tudor crown is a royal symbol. And it has fleur-de-lis on it. And it has a couple of crosses on it. And it's been part of our culture for a pretty long time. Yeah, it's attached to the monarchy. And I know not all my fans are monarchists. But it's been around for a long time. And they've changed it now. And they actually got rid of the fleur-de-lis, which is a French symbol. They got rid of the crosses, which weren't even that pronounced. And they replaced them with literal snowflakes. And that's progress. And yeah, like I said, it's not a big thing, but it doesn't need to be. Because it's death by a thousand tiny little cuts. Kind of like the Mandela effect. The crown was always like this. Was never anything else. And if you think so, then you're just crazy. Do you see what I mean? Do you understand what I mean here? The national anthem was always like this. It was never changed. Yeah, old ideas, old culture, old habits, old customs. They all got to go for the revolution to succeed. And now we come across passports. 2013, Stephen Harper redid the Canadian passport, included a bunch of stockish type photos from the National Archive. But they were Canadian symbols. And it wasn't just old colonial symbols. It was symbols from Indigenous cultures, Terry Fox, famous scientists, things that we could be proud of. And the left says, well, no one ever looks in their passports. No one's studying these photos. Yeah, but that's not the point. You're changing the topic. Because what they replaced the photos with is other photos. But these photos they replace them with are that Michigan-style Government of Canada palette of solid color and shapes that approximate what someone might look like, or a canoe or a scenery. It's very ugly. It's nothing to do with Canada. There's one of a couple canoeing. There's one of someone jumping into water at the lake, I think. But they're very bland, and they don't really speak to anything. And I know the people on the left are going to say, what does it matter? Remember, when they make the changes, conservatives, what does it matter? It had no meaning. You never cared before this. But if we went to change something, well, of course, all the buzzwords come out. Genocide, you're literally trying to change history. All the things, it's projection, right? All the things that they accuse conservatives of, they're more than willing to do themselves. So yeah, the passport changes. You know, it's interesting. I was on Twitter and I commented, and JJ McCullough commented, oh, who cares? They're just stock photos from the archives. But that's not the point. And all these people too on Twitter, oh, conservatives making a big deal about nothing. Well, it was something. It's a change. And again, I get it. No one is looking into their passports for a look back in history, but it's the death by a thousand cuts. And when you look at that Michigan style plain lame art, it's meant to demoralize you. It is. It is antagonistic. It's meant to convey that there is no culture in Canada, except for what we want to invent. Or they'll say, oh, there's culture. Well, we have Tim Hortons. Oh, yeah. A corporation owned by Brazil is our culture. Wow. Very, very happy with that. Not really. And so at some point, we have to sit down and we have to say no. No more just changing things. No one was asking for a passport change. No one was asking for the two-door crown to be changed. A very select group of people was asking for the change to the national anthem. The only people that wanted statues torn down were far-left extremists. And schools and places that renamed streets and all that, they did it because they're captured by the ideology of the far left. That's what it comes down to. Oh, and one last thing before I wrap up here. For all those leftists that are saying that no one cared about the passport, we've dug up a whole bunch of articles from 2013 when Harper redid the passports, talking about how it was a waste of money. It was Harperlandia. So spare me the faux non-concern. It's not a big issue because I'm not buying it. And so as Canadians, we really need to ask ourselves, especially conservatives, what are we going to conserve? Because right now, we're not conserving anything, especially when we have a government that isn't consulting with anyone on these things. They're just doing it because we have an autocratic government. We have a government that doesn't care about anything but itself. And they have a base of flying monkeys that will support them in any endeavor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do. every time a leftist tells you, oh, these things don't matter, you need to realize that's projection. And it does matter. And we have to start pushing back on that. We do. At this point in time, we're still full woke ahead, I guess. But time will tell. Anyways, not the most uplifting of episodes, but it is what it is. We got to face this. We got to realize what it is. And that's all I got for today. I'm not big on ads, but if you want to support the show, the best way you can do it is to go on Spotify, Apple, and give the show 5 stars. Leave your thoughts on it. And that helps with the algorithm in the sky. If you want to support my work, you can go to my Substack, thecanadianconservative.substack.com, or you can go to my Buzzsprout website and you can subscribe there. Don't ask for much money, but if you were to give me some money, it helps me pay the bills. Thank you very much, everyone. Till next time.